Okay, he has the Yoshi jump. That's what he has. If you jump and hold the jump, then you float. Okay. Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents Power Playthroughs Podcast. Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power. This is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. Today, we're going to check out Retro Revengers from Shinuden. I was sent over a copy of this. I've heard good things about it. I have not actually seen much gameplay yet, but I think it's just kind of a love letter to retro platforming goodness, Mega Man's and the likes. Yeah, very bright and colorful. Logo here, very Nickelodeon's cartoon. Woo, that was loud. Far out in the uncharted backwaters of the unfashionable end of central Japan lies. We're looking at a picture of a castle on a cloud with like a rope going up to it and a jet spaceship thing floating next to it. Luden's Castle, home to a group of streamers, the Retro Revengers, who spend their days playing games and eating junk food. Okay. With the stage set, let's meet the players. This is not what I expected. As usual, they're already glued to their controllers. This is okay. I said retro Nickelodeon earlier. This is some, like, almost Ren and Stimpy level of, like, upsetting character design in a complimentary way. Check out this cartridge I got a hold of, says a very round-faced guy with three hairs on top of his head.
What's the plan? Play until we pass out?
Says a gentleman with gray hair and a beard.
With a break every 13 hours.
You psychos.
Says a dog?
Never fear, Machan's here, game on.
Says a giant man in a red onesie with a panda mask on the top half of his head. And then there's a guy in like, I don't know, yellow balaclava maybe?
By the way, what game is that?
I've never seen this before.
It's like got a rainbow on it and the guy's drooling.
The sticker says non-stop action.
Looks fun. There are cute girls I'm in.
Guys, why is the cartridge glowing?
This is a very strange tone. Now we see them all getting sucked into a purple portal.
Seriously? We're getting this?
Oh wait, that's the cat dog thing.
Seriously? We're getting isekai'd?
Please God, no, anything but that.
I'm gonna throw up.
I've lost the voices entirely.
Everything's spinning. I want my mommy.
And that's how the Retro Revengers wound up in a completely different world. They soon found themselves alone.
The hell?
Ugh.
Jeez.
What?
I want to go back to Luden's castle.
And now we see a blue-haired angel woman with a staff and wings coming out of her hair.
Says, welcome, Retro Avengers. I'm the Retro Goddess.
And they're all super pumped.
So cool.
The demon overload of AAA, Dota,
has dragged you into this world.
Is that name Lika? Whatever, I guess we have to defeat Dota.
Not so fast.
Anything else we're supposed to do?
But I've never been in a fight before.
Don't you worry, because...
Give me a weapon.
I'm already regretting this. Think, concentrate, imagine the power you want to fight with, and I'll give it to you.
Okay. Alright. And so the Retro Avengers traveled to a new world and got their powers. They set off with their battle cry, shut down Dota. The guy with the yellow face has a fireball, the old man has a sword. The guy with three hairs has a different kind of fireball, the guy with the panda mask has a different kind of fireball, and the cat has cat claws. Will they be able to defeat the demon overlord of AAA and return to Luden's castle? Alright, we're starting as the old man.
Why do I have to go first?
This doesn't look so easy.
You're already complaining? That's a mysterious voice.
Wait, who's there?
We see a blue spark come in.
Wow, it's the character I created when I was at school. The one I drew in that history book. Full armored kawaii.
Ah! All I did was answer the call from your heart.
I really like that about you.
Wow, creepy. So anyway, you've got some knives.
And my guy throws a bunch of knives.
Well, these chained attacks can really do some damage.
You're not gonna make any progress with just that, though. So I'll lend you my magical powers.
Alright, now I've got purple fireballs flying around.
Wow, I can really feel them. Time to get serious.
This is so strange.
Use that magic on your knives to get through the stage. Be careful of the moving platforms.
Aren't you coming with me, Vak?
Don't be a crybaby. Work the rest out for yourself.
Me? Work?
It's about time you pulled your finger out. Try holding the jump button, too. See you later, alligator.
About time you pulled your finger out? Jeez.
Wait, I want to keep talking to you. Just a bit longer, only a few hours.
And he starts going across the stage. Looks like he might have kind of a floaty jump. Herbie-ish, maybe? Okay, now we're into the game proper. This immediately makes me think of platformers on a computer rather than platformers on a console. I don't know why. Something about the scrolling of the stage, maybe? Something about the character animation? There's a pig guy throwing axes. We'll take him out. There's a bird flying across the bottom of the screen, but it can't hit me. That's fine. Oh, there's a switch we can hit that raises platforms. And a statue of a chicken that's shooting lasers. Okay, he has the Yoshi jump. That's what he has. If you jump and hold the jump, then you float. Okay. All right. Oh, okay. That's how you get through there. Okay. Whoop! I got smushed by a platform. I did just see now that there's a 5-minute timer on the level, so I guess we do have to keep that in mind. Secret bonus, 200 points. Okay. So if I hold attack, that's how I deploy the fireballs. Okay. So it's essentially a pretty straightforward level in terms of moving around, except there are these crystal balls that cause platforms to go up temporarily and then drop back down. Oh man, a bird came out and hit me on the edge of the screen just as I was about to cross the other screen. That's lame. Here's a dinosaur, a brown dinosaur that was shooting fireballs. There's also brown blocks that I can destroy, and when destroyed, they cause whatever's above them to drop. So you have to, like, navigate downwards using those in a way that's pretty cool. Looks like my attacks can block enemy attacks, which is also a neat mechanic. Oh, there's not a cool secret up here? Really? I just found an entirely optional alternate path, and there wasn't a reward for getting there. There was just nothing. It's lame. This dinosaur is a bomb. There's a dinosaur whose body is a bomb, and who has a wick coming out of his head. A wick? That's what it's called, right? Boy, the dinosaur with the bomb killed me. We've respawned right before that first dinosaur. Okay. It doesn't feel like there's anything particularly wrong with the gameplay. Maybe it's that my character stops when I'm throwing knives. Maybe that's what's feeling weird. Something about it feels clunky. But I don't know what specifically it is. Okay, we blew up the bomb dinosaur. He just died, he didn't really blow up. I don't know why I said blew up. Climbing up some ladders. It doesn't feel bad, it feels a little weird. It doesn't feel super fluid, maybe is the word. Looks like that 5-minute timer resets each time I get to a new, like, a scroll, basically, where the screen scrolls from one to the other. Each new section, I guess, would be in the game. Just drawing some more chicken statues. Got lots of birds flying around. Oops, that statue was not destroyed yet. I ran into it. I do like the mechanic of manually hitting switches to raise the platforms. That's fun. That gives it more of a, like almost puzzly element. This looks like a boss fight room. We got platforms on the left and right, switches on the left and right, and there's the boss, who is a purple robed wizard wearing a brown leather doctor's mask, not quite, it's not peeped into a bill. It's like if one of those doctor's masks was made based on a duck's bill instead of a crow's.
Ooh!
And he's holding a staff with a skull on it, which is how you know he's a bad guy. And he's also got floating skeletal torsos around him, and his staff keeps shooting out green balls of energy, and he killed me. Cool. Good. Okay, my purple energy will take out his green balls of energy, so I just have to keep that activated, and that'll protect me from those attacks. Doing good, he's almost done. This part's fun, I'm liking this. There we go, boss defeated. Treasure chest popped open, Osen stage cleared, we get a bunch of coins. Delightful. Speedrun time, 5 minutes, 11 seconds. Stage score, 61,000, treasure box 2 out of 10, coins 650, deaths 3. That's plus or minus to go to the next stage. The next stage is the guy who, I called it, I don't know what I called it. He's wearing a yellow knight's helmet, but he is a dinosaur with a red hair coming out from behind his knight's mask of this dinosaur, you know. He's got the desert stage, it's so hot, I need to get this helmet off. The heat is all in your head. Who said that? Alright, who's his mystical character?
I don't think you're ready to beat the desert.
It's a guy with one eye and a big sword.
Wow. Don't worry, Mile. I, the character you created in your youth, the ultimate patch swordsman UPS, has come to your aid. Double wow. I'm sure other characters like me have already appeared before your colleagues.
I'm melting.
You're not listening to a thing I'm saying.
I'm kind of distracted. I feel like my head's on fire.
You'll just have to make the most of it. How about trying to bottle that fire?
Now I can throw, like, Molotovs.
Amazing.
If you charge it up, you can release a powerful tracking shot.
Well, yeah, that's like a big beam blast.
Not too shabby.
But take care. If you don't watch your step, you'll get stuck in the sand. That's about to happen. Make sure you float on over it.
Got it.
You're actually paying attention now. You've really come a long way.
The sooner you stop talking, the sooner I can get going.
I was trying to... Well, anyway, good luck. You're gonna need it.
And he flies away, and my character looks frustrated. I don't like these introductions. I don't like them. Just let me get into the gameplay and figure it out for myself. Don't like it. It's too talky. Okay, this guy's combat is cool. You throw arcing attacks. This guy's wrecking me. Ooh! You sink into the sand extremely fast. And he does the Princess Peach floaty jump. My audio's all jacked up. What's going on? I hope it's correct. There we go, now it's better. It was on a weird delay, which I don't know if it was just me or if it was on the recording as well. But that's much better. Okay. Cool. I like this guy. He's fun to play as. The movement feels a little better. I think maybe he's a little faster. But also just this attack is a more interesting attack. So there was like a fog here earlier that was just constantly hurting me. Does that dissipate? Looks like it does. So I guess I just have to like wait it out when I see that kind of smoke? Must be something else I can do. Waiting it out doesn't seem exciting. Ooh, found a treasure chest. Can't open it though because I have to hit it. There we go. Oh, there's another treasure chest. Hello. Oh. So after you open the treasure chest, then you have to pick up the item that comes out of it. I wish you just got the item when the chest popped open. Don't make me wait for the animation of the opening and the item popping out and then pick it up. There's three guys here. Is that it? That's it. On to the next screen. And yes, our 5-minute timer reset, so that is what that does. There's like a bunch of spikes with a horn sticking out of it. It looks like a hedgehog unicorn, but it's maybe burrowed under the ground halfway, so I can't hurt it. Just jumped over it. It didn't do anything. Okay. I like this level. Also has better music. This is good. Oh! Okay, there's one of those pterodactyls with the bomb bodies here, but he can fly off the top of the screen, at which point my attacks don't latch onto him. And that just seems like cheating. My homing attack will clear that dangerous smoke. There's like bats dropping seeds at me, and the seeds are where the smoke's coming from. Oh, I died. Oh no. Game over. Well, friends, that's Retro Avengers. I need 100 points. Okay, I can continue the game. But we're gonna call it there anyway. Retro Avengers is strange. This gameplay is pretty much what I expected it to be, but the tone and the interstitial writing is definitely not what I was anticipating. And it's going to take a little getting used to. But the gameplay seems solid enough that if you like old-school platformers, there's some fun to be had here. That's all for now. Until next time, friends, tap A and hope for the best. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.